Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. In coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Before the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, was also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. What a wonderful episode. The calling of Mary to be the mother of God. She has so much trust. When the angel told her, the Holy Spirit will descend upon her, she'll take it, she trusts. Afterwards, she went to see her cousin Elizabeth. She was already 6 months bearing John Baptist in the womb. And when Mary came to visit Elizabeth, Elizabeth was so happy. He said, "My child, if in my womb lived with joy, you are blessed. You believe what God told you, and you trust." The Annunciation, the visit, is a matter of trust in the love of God. Many things we don't know, we didn't see yet, but they believe. Before John and Jesus was born, everything is new. Nobody have the past experience of this. But Elizabeth trusts, Mary trusts. So in this sense, we have to learn to trust. And Jesus was teaching Sister Faustina the simple prayer. Jesus, I trust in you. Let Jesus work in all situations. The devil is taking all the means to take away our peace, our joy. He creates kind of conflict among people, mistrust for one another. And that's the tactic of the devil. That the human being always disturbed. But Jesus gave the answer. Trust in me. Anything we can't see for tomorrow, but we know that Jesus is present at least at this moment. He is with us. Just tell him that we are lack of faith. Just tell him we are weak. And we want to follow him, no matter what happened. So today, we promise the Lord that we leave the spirit of his mother, trust in love of God for each one of us.